chaotic and triumphant. None of us could have imagined what we were going to anticipate that day when 12.5% of our city was destroyed, 5,300 homes, businesses, institutions that were impacted. Two-thirds of those ultimately either were destroyed outright or had to be demolished. 1,200 injured, 53 fatalities. The statistics are overwhelming. The triumphant part was never during the course of the minutes, hours, days, months, and now years following that day, have we ever relented. It's been this amazing spirit of this community that just continues to elevate us and make certain that that day doesn't define who we are.
Where were you when the tornado hit?
I was here at City Hall. Our command center actually was being renovated, which is two floors below this office. And so we had set up a temporary command center that day in the Doherty Conference Room on this floor. We had set it up in large part, number one, understanding that there were significant chances of severe weather, but we felt also we might need it to assist other municipalities who might be impacted. When the tornado warning went into effect, the majority of my staff went downstairs. We could see the tornado on one of our traffic cameras.
The tornado passes, you go out and you see the destruction it caused.
It's one of the most overwhelming scenes of my life. The first time I saw the damage, it really felt like an out-of-body experience. And quite frankly, from the moment you saw it on television, and that in and of itself was surreal because you think, that's my community here on CNN. And then you're out in it, and everything is gone. And we've had tornadoes before. I've been part of responses with tornado damage. There was nothing to compare it to. And with people wondering without any direction, people injured, bleeding, our emergency system completely overwhelmed.
And here we are on the 4-year anniversary, and you can see still the impacts that tornado has caused.
The scars are deep. And when 71% of the homes that were destroyed were rental with a median income of less than $25,000, in fact, 32% of the homes that were destroyed had a median income of less than $15,000. When 114 of the 300 small businesses that were impacted were built before the city even had zoning in the early 70s, it wasn't going to be an easy recovery, especially in one that was in a post-recessionary environment and one that with very little federal assistance compared to previous disasters. But we've done a good job of planning strategically our zoning, our infrastructure, our parks, and all the elements that make a city great. And that planning has ensured a great development now and into the future. It's clear that the Tuscaloosa Forward Plan that was driven by tens of thousands of citizens that participated is going to be the marker by which other communities are measured against if they ever experience a catastrophic disaster.
You know, you've got several other businesses that have already rebuilt. You know, they still wanted to be a part of this community despite what had happened to the previous locations.
Recovery is complicated because the majority of the 12.5% of the city that was destroyed had poor infrastructure. In many cases, was struggling economically before the tornado. In other cases, it took the tornado 6 minutes to go through our city, and in the seventh minute, land prices tripled. And property owners who have every right made decisions not to renew leases and to seek a different type of business model. When you have 5,300 property owners who all have a different vision of how we want to rebuild and how that rebuilding should be like, it was indeed a challenge for all of us to take all of that, put it together, put a framework that can help this community succeed, and I believe ultimately it has. I had a mayor of a major city tell me a few days after the tornado, he called me to give me some encouragement, but also he'd been through a similar type of disaster. He said, Walt, you need to do it the right way. You'd rather people be mad at you for 3 years than be mad at you for a lifetime. We have built back for that lifetime, and I'm very proud where Tuscaloosa is going. And what's even more exciting is what's about to happen. Tens of millions of dollars of infusion of grant money that we've worked hard to apply for is about to be invested in infrastructure. Tens of millions of dollars of more housing and commercial development that's about to take place. We're getting to the point now where we can transition from a recovery phase to look what's happening next phase. And that's very satisfying. We couldn't control what happened to us on April 27th. We could control how we recovered. And I'm very proud of our community and what we've together been able to accomplish.